putting him on. There you go.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, President Johnson?
Yes.
This is Martin King.
Yes.
How do you do, sir?
Fine.
Fine. Glad to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I was calling because we are very concerned about the McCullough Amendment in the House, and I want to get your advice on this and see what we can do to really block this serious development, which will stand in the way of everything we try to get in the voting field. I talked with the Attorney General earlier this morning, and he had some concerns about the closeness of the vote. And we are very much concerned about it because this will be a very serious setback. I'm sure you'll see with the ramifications of it.
Yes, if I can speak to you in confidence, I don't want to be in the position of trying to influence or pressure anyone, but I'd be glad to. All right. I think that we're confronted with the realistic problem that we've faced all through the years, combination of the South and the Republicans. The Republicans have got a new leadership. They've kicked out Halleck, and there's a great challenge to that leadership between Ford and a fellow named Laird of Wisconsin, who's Goldwater's choice to be chairman of the platform committee. And those people have got a substitute, which is a very dangerous one. They tried in the Senate to get a big fight started over which way to repeal the poll tax. There were two ways, and Katzenbach thought one of them would be constitutional because he thought he could get it in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. But I challenged him in the courts, and he couldn't get it in Vermont. And so if he had a blanket repeal, it would all go out. But if he had an individual thing, he could get rid of it. I told him to get rid of the poll tax any way in the world he could constitutionally without nullifying the whole law. I didn't want him to say I wrote a bad law, it wouldn't stand up. And so they got some of them started over there, and they got a challenge to it, and some of the boys wanted to go a little further and help a little more, and really it was the best judgment we had. And instead of helping more, it would help less. But anyway, finally we got it solved in the Senate, and it was acceptable, and it worked out. I got over to the House, and they've tried every way in the world they could. The first thing they did is they went to the forces that are on our side and said, well, you've got to repeal the poll tax outright, which means you repeal Vermont. And Vermont is not a discriminatory tax, and therefore the court wouldn't hold it, and you wouldn't do any good. But they got McCormick, and they got the real friends that we have to go all the way, hoping that that would get the job done for them later on and would hold up the legislation. I think the civil rights leadership is coming around now to see the problem that we all have, and if they don't have much confidence in the Attorney General, they're going to be in trouble anyway, because he's the man we have to try to rely on to help us. And I picked him for that problem because he and Doar and the others had demonstrated that they had the confidence in the leadership. But we got back then to the big question, how do we avoid this combination? And Judge Smith held it for a while, and we had to file a 21-day rule, and there's been nobody really around here shoving it. I've done the best I could, but they hit me on different sides, and the press is kind of the Vietnam or the Dominican Republic or some mistake here, some mistake there, and I'm getting kind of cut up a little bit, and Wilkins is having a national convention, and you're somewhere else, and I called Meany to ask him to help. He'd gone to Europe. I called Ruther, and he won't be back till August. I called Joe Rao, and said, for God's sake, see, you try to get in here before it's too late. We're all off celebrating and doing something else, and they're gonna put a package together that I can see on it. And I called B. Miller, and I got him to agree to go send some, and they got a wire sent from Roy to all the Republicans. But the Republicans are going to hold pretty well. They're not going to, they're going to quit the Negroes. They will not let the Negro vote for them. They just, every time they get a chance to help out a little, they'll blow it. And they could help out here, and they could elect some good men in suburban districts and in cities, but they haven't got that much sense. That's why they're disintegrating as a party. So they're going to wind up being pretty solid. Then they're going to get the Southerners, and to put the two together, it'll probably be within 10 votes of counting. Now, when I went up with my message, I could have probably passed it by 75. But it's deteriorating, and the other day they almost beat my rent subsidy, which is very important to the working groups and the poor people, because when a man pays 25% of his income for rent, we'll say a man makes $200 a month in New York City working in a bakery shop. He pays $50 a month rent, and his rent costs him maybe $67. Well, the government will come in after 25%, which is $50 of his $200. They'll pay the other $17.50 themselves. And it's the most modern idea we've had, and it takes care of lots of families, but they beat me. I'll beat them 208 to 202. But I had to work all night the night before, and we called 90 people, and it was just the struggle of a lifetime. And the labor people who were supposed to be supporting it, they were off, and couldn't get them to help. And what they've done is just kind of taking the victory, Doctor, and not being concerned. Now, Smith comes out and says, my bill has had a lot of venom in it. I have a great hatred for the South, and I'm like a rattlesnake. I'm trying to punish him and all that kind of stuff. So he gets the congressman from the 13 old Confederate states, and he puts 100 with 150 Republicans, and that gives him 250. And 250 is a good majority of 435. So we get some of them away from him. I'll get a few from Texas away from him, and we'll get a few from Tennessee away from him, the Confederate states. But he'll still get 70, 80 of them, and unless we can pull some of the Republicans away, why, we are in trouble and we are dangerous. And even if we do, we get a bill in conference. Now, when he gets in conference with this House insisting on repealing blanket the poll tax, repealing it in blank, we think the court will not uphold us in that. We think that's unconstitutional. We've said so. But we can't avoid it because our own friends have bought it, and they want to be stronger for the Negro than Nick Katzenbach is. So we got to pass it that way. Then it goes to conference. When it gets to conference, you can't pass that way in the Senate, because the Senate will not take it. They know that it's unconstitutional, and they got 6-year terms, and they're good lawyers, and they're not going to vote for it. So they get in an argument, and that delays it, and maybe nothing comes out. But if something does come out, then you got to go back to Judge Smith again. And you got to get a rule from him. And he won't give you a rule. You got to file a petition and take another 21 days. Now, the smart thing to do, if we had people that would all stay with us and follow leadership and get in, and when the ball goes through the center or around the end would follow it, would be to get some language that the leadership conference would agree on. Go in and see McCormick and our friends and say, now, let's take this language that the Senate will accept without it going to conference. So we can go on and get this bill passed and start registering our people and get them ready to vote next year. That's what we need to do. But they're playing us, and we are not parliamentary smart enough. If you want to be honest now, you ask my advice, I'm just telling you. You're either going to have confidence in me and in Katzenbach, or you ought to pick some leader you do have and then follow. Now, I started out on this vote bill last November, right after the election. I called them down and told them I was going to do it. Then I called you down here and told you what I was going to do. And I went before the Congress, made a speech, and asked them to work every weekend. Then we all went off. They haven't had any heat except from me, and they're getting tired of the heat from me. They don't like for me to be asking for rent one day and poverty the next day and education the next day and voting rights the next day. And they know I can't defeat them out there in their district in Michigan or some other place. So I'm just fighting the battle the best I can. I think I'll win it, but it's going to be close and it's going to be dangerous. And I have notified the labor people, and I've asked Lee White to talk to you and talk to Roy and talk to any of them that called him. Whitney Young, I talked to a fellow named Proctor of New York in here today that with the Council of Churches. I tell them all that this is a very dangerous thing, and I've been at this business 35 years, and I got a wonderful response on my speech at Howard. I've had it printed. I've sent out to all the leaders over the country. I've got them writing their congressmen and their senators, but I cannot influence the Republicans. Now, the people that can influence the Republicans are men like the local chapters of CORE or NAACP or your group in New York and in Illinois, downstate Illinois, and in Pennsylvania and in Ohio, and these states where you've got a good many Negro voters, and you've got to say to them, now, we're not Democrats. We're going to vote for the man that give us freedom. We don't give a damn whether it's Abraham Lincoln or Lyndon Johnson. And we're going to know, and we're smart enough to know, and we're here watching you. And we won't see how you go through that televote, and we won't see how you answer on that roll call. Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Illinois, California, and do it. Now, that's what we need. We need it Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and maybe even Saturday if they run over. And I told Joe Rao that. I said, now, don't come back to me after it's defeated and say, well, the president didn't give us leadership, because I'm sounding a warning. And you people put out a story Sunday, and that story says that there'll be less than a dozen votes difference. Now, they counted a good many Southerners voting with us. We think we'll lose some of those dozen that they give us. But we're going to try to pick up some more Republicans. That's where you got to pick them up. You know, you're trying to pick up a fellow from Mississippi, Alabama, Virginia, those places. We'll pick up one or two from Florida. We'll pick up some from Texas. But the place you got to pick them up is Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, New York. Now, you get a fellow like Lindsey. He's running for mayor, and he's going to be with us. But you won't get a dozen Republicans. And we've got to get, ought to get 25 of them, or they ought to be defeated.
I guess.